This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I can see the sun on the tall trees. So this is the first day that's dawned with sunshine in a long time. It's going to be a scorcher, you guys, and it's the start of a trend. We're having a heat wave.
Yeah.
So start to turn the AC on. You got to get it on now to get it all, you know, keeping up with the heat. Call your dad. Call Nick. All right, Vinny, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020, and go... Jeez, I just got to pull this closer to me. Sorry, everyone. Can't freaking see it. All right. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020, and go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more info. The blue on the black, it's just not... With my eyesight, it's not working out. Anyway... Here's what's happening. So I have a lot to get to. We'll start with something that's I thought was interesting. It's an interesting dilemma, and it is for sure a dilemma. So as the coronavirus, as it hit, and we started to realize what this was going to mean, San Francisco, the Bay Area in general, realized they have a lot of homeless that they needed to care for. And so officials scrambled to move homeless residents into hotels and shelters and wherever they could get them off the streets into some kind of a safe spot. Unfortunately, now we're moving into what I believe is like the sixth month of this.
Yes.
And so they're running out of funds and trying to figure out how they're supposed to take these temporary programs and move people back out into the streets. Unfortunately, winter's right. Like, it's so counterintuitive. You'd think, well, winter is when you want to, and
house
yet
people.
Summer is right. So they've got a problem on their hands. Is there's over 4,000 people they've been caring for, and so there will be an interesting couple months here as they are ultimately going to have to send people back out onto the streets. It's looking like
it's going to be a get out situation. It's that is incredibly tough. And I'm sure that this crossed people's minds before they actually put these people into hotels. But I'm wondering too, if there's going to be some pushback from people who are comfortably living in a hotel now and saying, you know, there's all kinds of protections for people about not getting thrown out. Probably different in a hotel room situation, but I think this is going to be some trouble. Good luck to whoever's handling that. I'm glad it's not me.
It's a really big dilemma, and I know people's hearts are in the right place that do that, but I also know that there has to be money for something like that, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Also, real quick, I won't get into it in detail, but the round three of vaccine trials are beginning. I heard Kaiser's going to be doing some of these, but they're going to be using this vaccine on people They say Bay Area residents this week joined the global race for the coronavirus vaccine, with developers of two of the most promising candidates seeking hundreds of volunteers in San Francisco, Oakland, and Santa Clara County. Kaiser Permanente enrolled the first Northern California participants in a global clinical trial. This was for Pfizer. And there was another one there as well. But either way, they're starting to get to that third round, which is, that's the one. You know, if we get through
really
this.
They really have fast-tracked this. This is amazing.
Yeah. So.
Just test on children. No problem.
Well, and I understand the Russians have beat us to it yet again. You know, they beat us into space, as they say, with the Sputnik. And now they got us, those guys.
How dare they?
The most important thing, though, is that obviously the pandemic has had a huge negative impact on not only our economies, but also the way we treat each other. So it'll be nice, hopefully, to return to some kind of civility.
I wonder, though, if you have gotten the vaccine and it's good for however many weeks, like it's not, apparently it's not a forever thing like a, you know, mumps is, I wonder if you will have to like wear a sandwich board that says I have been vaccinated and that's why I don't have a mask on, or, you know, with your date, because otherwise people are still going to expect you to wear a mask.
Yeah, I think that that's.
But it will allow you to go out into the world without fear.
Yeah, I think you just have to. I'm not in the room. I've not been part of what they're directing people to do. But the rules are, if you're going into a grocery store, put on your damn mask.
Yeah,
I believe they're talking to these people and saying, don't start fights. Just because you're getting this is a trial. That doesn't mean go walking into stores and yelling at people that you've got the vaccine. And you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
there's no way they're trying to get that started. I just don't believe it. All right.
Well,
one of the other things that's I've been really curious about, because we've watched Halloween as, I guess, what you'd call a holiday. I don't know. Anyway, we've watched it grow over the years. Its popularity has continued each year to get bigger and bigger, and
it's huge,
and more so with grown-ups even than with kids.
Right.
So it's a big time of year for a lot of people, including the businesses that make tons of money on candy and costumes. And
absolutely.
So according to a poll by Party City, 96% of parents still plan to celebrate Halloween. Not giving that up. They say they'll be doing it differently. 7
and 10. I was going to say the door-to-door thing, because I was not even planning on getting candy this year.
They say the top trends expected to see this year are way more decorations, because you've got way more time to, you know,
do up
your house. Right.
Right.
They also say that people will be leaving bags of candy on doorsteps so that it's contact free.
Ah.
So rather than doing, so this is one of the things I was thinking about. You put the big bucket out, right?
Yeah.
And you let kids grab into it. Except
so 40 minutes later, all the candy that you've ever bought is gone.
Right.
But close also, up shop for the night.
you've contaminated. If one kid has reached into your bucket and now all the kids are, they're all contaminated. So I guess what they're saying is separate bags of candy.
And, you know, if you could be there and sort of toss it out, just why don't we just start hucking candy at kids? I think that's a good way to do it. The other thing is, if your kid comes home with a bag of candy, you have to wipe every single piece down, right? I mean, that is an unknown thing coming into your house.
Yeah, well, I guess everybody's going to handle that differently, but that is, people still expect to have Halloween this year. So we'll see. I do think that just about every topic that I hear discussed in the news, on my sports shows, almost every one of them ends with the person saying, but we just don't know. And I do agree with that here we are talking about Halloween.
Yep.
And we just don't know where we'll be at that point.
It's 2 full months away. Maybe we'll hear that the vaccine trial is on track and everything looks good and they're starting to distribute it. And, you know, I really think as soon as we have a viable vaccine in the kind of numbers we need, we're going to get back to it.
Agreed. I do agree with that. I think that that'll be the thing that sort of liberates us. And there'll always be people who say, I'm not taking that. That's okay. Don't.
Yeah, don't. As long as I've got it, I can't catch anything from you and you can't catch anything from me, then we're all good.
I think there'll be enough people who want normal back that they will be glad to get that as soon as they know they've got some level of safety.
Right.
Or even some level of trust.
Go back multiple times in a season, you know?
Right. A new study looked at the products every state imports to figure out what stuff each state is disproportionately buying. So okay. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what that could mean. So they say here, Indiana, human blood. I don't know why. I don't know if they've got, you know, more
hospitals.
Yeah, maybe they have more hospitals there, more motorcycle riders, more.
We got a lot of bleeders here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
That's
faux fur is New York.
Oh, faux fur.
Faux fur. You know what Massachusetts is?
Let me think. No, I don't know.
I guess they can't keep up with the demand for lobster there. So they have to actually import lobster.
Well, if it's from, I mean, the bulk of it comes from Maine. So, you know, the people want their lobster.
Smoking pipes is California.
What? Oh, like smoking weed pipes.
I'm sure it's the doobie weed. It can't be.
I was gonna say, I immediately pictured my grandfather, you know, tamping down the tobacco in his corn cob pipe.
Oh, did he smoke a pipe?
He is a pipe guy, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The whole place smelled like, you know, the pipe smoke. Wasn't unpleasant. As a child, it was just what, you know, Mimi and Guy's house smelled like.
Right. Except those aren't filtered, so that smoke
Oh, no, yeah. Hey, dude,
intense.
The dude lived to 85 years old, so.
No way.
Yeah. They had a scotch every day, and he smoked his pipe every
One
day.
Scotch?
I was a child. I wasn't keeping count. Seemed like there was always a lift. They had these green plastic cups with a couple fingers of brown liquid in there.
What's that? peppermint essential oils is Washington, not D.C., the state of Washington. Peppermint essential oils.
This
it's an interesting
strange.
List. You can look it up. Barbed wires in Texas. Nuclear reactors is New Mexico. Buffaloes, it looks like, is Colorado. What the hell?
I don't understand how where they even getting these things from. Like, I would think all the buffaloes are in Colorado, but I guess maybe they're in Buffalo. I don't know.
Utah's gold.
Oh.
What?
This is weird.
I believe that's Nebraska's bacon. What?
They don't have enough pigs there. Maybe there are big pig farms elsewhere, and they love their bacon in Nebraska. You know, everything's better when you wrap a piece of bacon around it and put it in the oven real quick.
What would you call, so coffee substitutes is Florida. These are the things that each state disproportionately has imported, and I guess...
Is that tea? I'm not sure what that is. What is a coffee substitute?
I don't know. That's what it says there, though, for Florida. So,
A coffee substitute.
Maryland is cinnamon.
No-dos? Oh, cinnamon.
Tennessee is typewriters. Typewriters,
I don't want to say they're backward in Tennessee, but they might have just proved that they are.
Louisiana is asbestos. I thought we stopped using asbestos. What the hell?
What are they using it for? Where
I have
this?
No idea. Louisiana. Anyway, you can... if you look it up, surprising map of what each state buys most. Actually, Bryn, maybe you can post this to the Facebook. I mean, you can look it up.
All right.
One of the Dakotas has, I guess that would be north, sunflower seeds.
What does Hawaii import the most?
Spam.
Toilet. Oh, right. They love spam. Sure.
I guess.
Right.
I guess they do. Our text number, sorry, I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, so text us. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah.
I thought it didn't stay on surfaces for that long. I guess small bags of Halloween candy is a smart thing, but I think we're going to have a house party. Just for us in the house. And we will buy our own candy. But it super sucks that Halloween will not be fun this year.
Yeah, it won't be. Although working a mask into your costume won't be difficult, so I suppose there's that.
Right. I have three kids, and we are still doing Halloween, but not trick-or-treating. We will do our own celebration, plus it's on a Saturday this year. Make it fun. This year would be a Saturday.
This would be the year it goes off.
And we have to watch not scary movies, which is unfortunate. So we'll probably do an outdoor movie and make sure that it's just not scary enough for anyone to not sleep over.
Right.
God.
The list is up. The Sarah Vinnie Facebook page.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. I'm doing a Halloween-style Easter egg hunt for my kids at home.
Oh, that's
nothing
fun.
Door-to-door for us. Not worth it. That is super smart.
That's good. You'll still have an event and something that they can look forward to, and they still get to wear their costumes. And
great job, they still get 408. Candy. Yeah. Vaccines vary in how effective they are. Measles is 90%+ effective, but the coronavirus vaccine is predicted to be 70% effective at best. You'll still want to wear a mask. The clinical trials are placebo-controlled, so you won't know till the end which one you got.
Ah.
There you go. So you're going to want to wear your mask either way. Thank you for the help.
Thank you.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got the NBA, Robin Williams, and Dennis Quaid, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.